Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Ms. Else De Saga. She is the Business Development Manager of DKT Naxpro Group, based in Antwerp, Belgium. First and foremost, Else, very welcome to this interview.
Yes, thank you very much, and good morning on this sunny, sunny Wednesday morning.
Always a pleasure, and good to have you here. As you know from most of my interviews, I always let my interviewees give our viewers a rundown on their background in shipping and logistics, and this time is no exception. So what can you tell us about your career? How did you get into this racket in the first place?
It's way back already. Sometimes I feel a little ashamed that it's already such a long time. I started in 1991 at Van Doel Solare in Acton. At that time, 1991, this was a very renowned and a leading shipping agency with a variety of different representations, like, for example, Sloan Neptune, Stinnes, OPDR, Unitai. So, and there worked a lot of veterans at that time. So people, which I'm still up to today very thankful for, that they were there, because there it all started, and there I started to learn the first trick of the trades, you know. So and it's also there that I got the the passion for the maritime business. I got the opportunity to climb the ladder there from from documentation department to handling operations, booking department, and finally I ended up in the commercial side of the business. So and it was about 15 years that I worked there, and then I thought the time was right to make a move, you know.
But you're only 25, right? So you started early.
you wish. check. Yeah. So, and then I moved to the Royal Burger Group, where I worked for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I was dedicated there for CCNI. I think you know them.
Chileans, yeah.
But still going under the name of Volans now. So multi-purpose vessels going from Northern Europe up to the west coast of South America and vice versa. I worked also BSLE, Bonniard Shipping Line Europe, from Europe, Great Bulk, to Middle East, Iran, India, and Pakistan. And then after that, I briefly worked at Kennedy Hunter under the Conti Lines Group. And then I changed to CMA CGM, where I worked for about 4 years as break bulk and project cargoes manager. And also there, every time I changed jobs, you meet people and you learn new things, you know, because CMA CGM break bulk, for me, it was a totally new thing. And I learned a lot, a completely different way of loading break bulk on container vessels. So it was challenging, but really very, I learned a lot of things, and you meet a lot of people, and it was a great time at CMA CGM. But at a certain point, then I realized that my heart, well, not only was, but still is, in the traditional break bulk. And then I changed to the position where I'm now at DKT Naxpro Group.
Okay, that's a very interesting career. And certainly some of the names that you mentioned here are well known to me, because as we said, we share the same kind of background. What can you tell our let's say viewers about the DKT Naxpro Group? Are you still representing, or you are a liner agent or break bulk agent, or are you also forwarders? What is your main line of business currently?
Well, it has two sides, actually. So DKT is an independent shipping agency under the umbrella of the Naxpro Group. So the Naxpro Group is a private French group. into logistics providing. But we represent here on one side, we represent different breakbulk carriers like AAL, UAL, and Empress Lines. So all into to the breakbulk business. And on the other side, we have our forwarding leg, where we have forwarding for sea transport and air freight. And the thing is that we try to—that is the ambition, actually—to closely cooperate together. Of course, as you know, not trying to step on anyone's toes. As you know, in Antwerp, Antwerp is still a forwarder's market. So, yeah. We do not want to make anyone angry, and we work with everybody, and also depending on the customer's needs, of course. So, and Naxco is not only present in Belgium, but also in the Netherlands, in France, in Morocco, Algeria, and Thailand.
Really? Oh, that's
also there we want to try and build together a closer cooperation. So within the group.
Okay, very, very interesting. Yes. Yes, so Els, would you say that, I mean, you can do everything in shipping, of course, and do you still to this day represent any lines formally, or do you have a very close, let's say, special relationship with any particular ship owners that would be good for our viewers to know?
Well, I started here early December. And started to get to know the people from AAL.
Oh, yeah.
So they have a different variety of services with breakbulk vessels, with geared vessels up to 700 tons, with a monthly service going out of Northern Europe to the Middle East and the Far East and coming back. AAL also has a service from the Far East to Australia. All breakbulk, of course, as you know, seeing the circumstances with the container carriers having less and less space or no containers available, we sometimes also carry shippers owned containers, of course.
Yes, of course.
Like that. They have a service from Far East to USA. And apart from that, we have for the moment about 25 own vessels under AAL. Apart from that, there are also possibilities on tramping, let's say.
So just to be clear, so you represent them in Belgium?
Or, yes, together with my colleague Peter. Yes.
Okay. So any freight forwarder who would like to place a booking with AAL on any of their global services, then can contact you and you can facilitate it, right?
Yeah, we are as DKT, we are AAL's Benelux agent.
Okay, Benelux. Yes. Ah, yeah, that's interesting. And do you represent any other lines?
We have UAL. Also is a breakbulk service going from Northern Europe to West Africa. Well, focusing on the breakbulk oil and gas mostly, and apart from that, we have Empress Lines. Empress Lines is also a breakbulk carrier with monthly sailings to Mediterranean and destinations in the area, depending on cargo availability and what can be booked and interesting
So that means so you are a shipping agent, you provide services for specific lines, and you also can, you, although it's a freight forwarders market where you are located, you also can handle projects, I mean, based on the fact that you have different offices, Algeria, Thailand, and so on, you can also handle projects in a total solution, right?
Yes, we can. So depending on the customer's needs, let's say, and the customer's requirements, we can pass them to our dedicated team of the forwarding department. We have a dedicated team for breakbulk and project cargos in our office.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, but I think it's interesting because, of course, these days everyone seems to be working as a one-stop shop, more or less. I mean, you have some of the big container carriers want to be for freight forwarders. You even have some freight forwarders; they own MPP vessels now, and it's the lines between the different segments are blurred, it seems.
Yes, they are, and I think everybody. In every different let's say position is trying to do the best they can for the customers. So it is even now you have indeed the container carriers owning container terminals, freight forwarding indeed into air freight. So it is. It is a little bit messed up, so the lines, like you say, are a little blurred. Indeed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's very interesting times. Do you feel with this bloody Corona crap? To be honest, sorry my language, but this Corona.
I can handle it. Yeah, I'm in maritime business, Bo.
Okay, yeah, that's right. But you know, the last 2 years, now I'm supposed to go on a trip to Qatar and Dubai end of the week, and if my Corona test tomorrow is not negative, then it's the second time I can't go. So,
God.
Yeah, you know, but has it impacted your business in Benelux as well? What is the situation regarding Corona right now for you?
For the moment, all the rules have loosened, let's say. Okay. So I hope the situation remains like this and that the figures don't go up again.
Yeah.
So the situation here is quite okay. So we are allowed to enter a restaurant, a bar, whatever, without having to show the vaccine passport. You
okay.
Know?
Well, that's good.
And I think the only thing which was affected, I think, with this during the whole pandemic and the lockdowns we had was that we have, for example, in Antwerp people, new laborers in the port getting trained, but the education centers simply had to close down, you know. So these are things which are sad to hear, because we need laborers in the port and well educated laborers, and these were things which for me were one of the things which I found a pity, because I think with all the congestion in all the ports, not only in Europe but worldwide, and also with the pandemic, a lot of laborers were sick or out or whatever. So I think now they started up again, so that we have enough laborers to do the work.
Need them. Definitely, we need, and the kids need to be in school. We need to get back to normal as soon as possible.
Let's hope we don't fall back into, because, of course, we have summer coming. So the weather is good. Today we have 18, 19 degrees. The sun is shining, so we are happy. But the thing is, after summer, the autumn is coming, and autumn, winter is flu, etc. So I hope we don't fall back into that. We are resistant now.
Let's pray for that. Just a question here at the end. In your company, you mentioned you have these offices in Benelux, in France, you're in Algeria and Thailand. The offices in Algeria and Thailand, would that then be, would they be working mainly as forwarders, or would they be representing shipping lines or the whole package?
Well, for the moment, it is the agency work that they are working on. But the ambition of our group is to build a stronger relation with all of them, and to grow, let's say, in different areas, in liner, in tramp, in joint ventures.
Okay.
That was actually for me the biggest interesting part, that they are willing to invest in potential, in people, in new things, willing to grow. I think that's something which was for me a positive side.
It's one
of the triggers.
Very interesting. And you need to find new markets. I mean, Algeria is huge with oil and gas, especially now with a not so wanted Russian gas. And and of course, Thailand, we all want to go for vacation. So,
yes. I hope I did not talk to my CEO yet, but I hope it could be on the menu. You know?
Oh, yes, of course. Of course, you have to make it out of demand. Yeah. But listen, Els, certainly I'm very impressed by your career. And I think I certainly heard the name of DKT Naxco, especially Naxco Group, before. Just the final question I have, the ownership of the reason why it's called DKT Naxco, is that because it's a joint venture, or is it a company that has gone together, or two companies have joined each other? Can you explain the name, where it come from briefly?
Yeah, the Kaiser Torrenten is a well-known name in the market,
let's say.
So Naxco Group is of course in France and other parts of the world also known.
Right.
But we are part of this Naxco family.
Okay. Yeah. So I understand. So Naxco is
part of it.
Naxco is the umbrella, and you are part of it.
It's the umbrella, yes.
Okay, okay. Yes, because Naxco I've seen in some places in Africa and elsewhere.
Okay.
And, so at least I've seen the name before. And
You will see it more often in the future.
Certainly, as a result of this interview, I hope you'll get a lot of attention. So listen, Els, I want to say many thanks for giving us the time to answer some questions, which it's been a very interesting interview. I want to formally thank you very much.
Thank you for having the possibility to talk to you, Bo. It was an honor.
Oh, thank you. And to all our viewers, listeners, readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview, of course, always great with Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor has been Ms. Els de Saga. She is the business development manager of DKT Naxco Group, based in one of my favorite cities, Antwerp. Don't forget to visit it for the best French food in the world, in Belgium. So thank you very much, and stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.